A walk down South Congress Avenue in Austin means walking past the storefronts of dozens of locally owned small businesses. Some sell items crafted in India and Africa. Others, like the Big Top Candy Shop, offer national and international candy varieties. Most will be impacted by Austin's bag ordinance.
Would you like a brown bag for that?
Sure. You got it.
Andrew Burnett reaches down the counter to grab one of hundreds of single-use paper bags he still has on hand. Once his customer leaves, he tells me his current strategy is to go through as many paper and plastic bags as possible before March 1st.
Come have some candy and take a plastic bag while you still can, so you can hold all your candy.
Months ago, business owners in the South Congress District, or SoCo as it's called, got together to talk about designing a SoCo bag that complies with the new ordinance. That would help drive down costs and promote the shopping district. But they haven't talked about what to do with the leftovers. Rebecca Melisson says she's getting lots of phone calls from businesses asking that question. What do we do with the leftover bags? Melisson leads the Austin Independent Business Alliance.
Of course, you don't want to throw them away because that defeats the purpose of the ordinance altogether. But it's too many to just discard or ignore, and they'd love to recoup some of the costs.
One idea is to sell them cheap to businesses in places like Round Rock or Kyle or Cedar Park, not impacted by Austin's bag ordinance. The AIBA is helping do that through its website.
We're not really going to be bag brokers. It's just look at us as a dating service of trying to find buyers for these.
If it's a success, Melisson says it could be a win-win. Local businesses don't lose money on the old bags, area businesses get a deal, and the city potentially keeps hundreds of pounds of plastic out of the landfill. Joy Diaz, KUT News.